Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 29th of March, The Valley of Jehoshaphat. We have considered that the house of Israel will be recovered in the Valley of Jezreel as the fullness of the nations. The scripture also teaches that one third of the Jewish nation will be recovered in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. The Lord declared through the prophet Joel, "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter in judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land." The name Jehoshaphat means Yahweh judges. The Valley of Jehoshaphat is a place where the Lord sovereignly judged the nations who had gathered against the Jews in the days of King Jehoshaphat. In those days, a great multitude, who included the people of Moab and the people of Ammon, gathered against the Jews. Having become a God-fearing king, Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. The whole nation came together to seek the Lord. During this sacred assembly, King Jehoshaphat prayed in the midst of all the people, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." When the king had finished praying, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon one of the prophets. The prophet declared, "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem." The references used in today's devotions are Joel chapter 3 verses 1 and 2, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 3 and 4, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15, and 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 17. For further study, 2 Chronicles chapter 20.